You're listening to Your World Today, where you won't miss a thing.
Sudan traditional government says the coup attempt has failed. We speak to Jonas Horner, who is the Deputy Director of Horn of Africa at Crisis Group and Senior Analyst in Sudan, on Sudan, who speaks to us live from Nairobi in Kenya. Jonas, good day, greetings and welcome to the program on Radio Islam.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. There was a failed coup attempt in Sudan this morning. Tell us more.
Certainly. I must say I would characterize the coup attempt as somewhat feeble. This was a coup attempt that appears to have been undertaken by members of armored divisions from the Sudanese armed forces. They had hailed from the north and south of the capital, Khartoum, and they had attempted to make their way and take over government institutions, and also to make their way to the state broadcaster, presumably to broadcast a message. And there is some sense that perhaps this is tied in with figures who are from the government of the former President Omar al-Bashir, who was deposed in 2019. And since then, we've had this two-year transitional government in Sudan, which is a hybrid government between civilian and military. But there are also there's also been plenty of pushback from those former regime loyalists, because they see themselves, of course, as highly disenfranchised. And so there seems to be some sense that they were intimately involved in this.
Yes. You referred to it as, a feeble attempt. Why did the attempt fail, and what prevented the takeover?
Well, to me, first of all, it must be said that details are murky about just, what went down. And I would have understood, perhaps, that members of the military would understand the level of force required to overthrow a government and by extension, take down the existing military. There are few to none reports of gunshots and shooting in the streets, for example. Staff at private sector institutions, businesses, at diplomatic ministries, everyone essentially went about their day even after the coup. And so there was very little impact on day-to-day Sudan. And I think perhaps the link between these first two questions is really the sense that perhaps this coup was indeed a test balloon of sorts to see how the streets and other parts of the military reacted to a military challenge to this otherwise quite fragile transitional government.
What has happened to the coup plotters? Have they been arrested? Are they already behind bars?
There seem to be reports of about 40 being arrested, and interrogations seem to be beginning already. But there are surely more than 40 people involved in this coup. So we do expect further arrests coming down the line of both civilians and military figures.
What is the current state of Sudan? Have the deep political divisions and the chronic economic problems inherited from al-Bashir's reign overshadowed the transition that ought to have taken place?
Well, since Bashir was deposed, the economy has been, essentially in free fall with inflation spiraling quite badly. And that has really been a drain on the transitional government, which has really, the task ahead of the transitional government has been to show ordinary Sudanese that they can respond adequately to these, increasing concerns, especially around the economy, around provision of services, that power, water, So Sudan, has shown some signs of recovery with inflation this last month. Inflation starting to decline for the first time in the entire stretch of the two-year period of the transitional government, and the balance of trade also improving. And Sudan, the transitional government, has also been able to secure in world record time debt relief for about $60 billion of debt that it held over from the Bashir era. So, really the job is really to get out from under all of the structural problems that the Bashir era left behind, and there's a lot of cleaning up to do and a lot of painful reforms that have been undertaken and are certainly still to come.
You make reference to qualifying for the debt relief, and that is from the International Monetary Fund, but wouldn't that end up exacerbating the situation?
Well, I mean, Sudan, to be able to borrow and access financing, Sudan had to get out from under the existing debt relief. And just to illustrate just how problematic this problem was, only about $4 to $5 billion of the $60 billion that Sudan ultimately owed when Bashir left was actually principal. The other, $55 billion was all interest. And so because of that, international financial institutions such as the IMF and the World Bank, they have rules against lending to those who are in arrears, those countries that are in arrears. And so for Sudan to be able to get its economy going again, it required some level of getting out from under this. But your question is important because Sudan really needs to think, carefully about the sort of economic system and sort of economic approach that it should take going forward. Once it has emerged from under this debt burden, there's a real question about just what kind of economic model Sudan wants to set up for itself that will benefit the people best, put people in a position to benefit most from Sudan's vast resources, while not necessarily selling out to predatory investors, which are already in play on the ground, buying up many of the gold and uranium and other natural resource deposits.
What can we expect in the coming days? Do you foresee another coup attempt, perhaps a more structured and a stronger attempt? Or could we expect some sort of stability coming to the country and the country being able to move through these troubled waters, navigate through it towards better times?
I certainly hope there is not another coup attempt coming, and I think that the rather apathetic reaction from the streets showed that there was very little appetite, at least, for this pushback against the government, which I think is certainly to Sudan's advantage, to the advantage of the transitional government. Going forward, the government really needs to be able to consolidate some of the gains that it has made. As I mentioned, for the first time, inflation has started to come down. The Prime Minister, Abdullah Hamdok, really needs to, for example, publicize some of the gains that they are making, because thus far the Sudanese population has really suffered quite badly over this 2 years that the transitional government has been in place. And as I said, they really need to be able to illustrate that they can respond adequately to Sudanese concerns.
Certainly. We appreciate your commentary. Thank you very much for availing yourself to chat to us.
Thank you for your time.
Well, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Jonas Horner chatting to us about the failed coup attempt in Sudan. As he said, that it was a feeble attempt. And there certainly doesn't seem to be an appetite for this type of a thing at this moment. A country that is currently in transition, a country that has already had a coup, and it's now being ruled by both civilian and military representatives that were installed in the aftermath of the al-Bashir overthrow. And this is obviously a country battling at this moment, and we look to see what would happen going forward.
Africa Muslims Agency's Empower SA campaign is in full swing across South Africa. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic and current challenges, millions of South Africans live in need of essentials on a daily basis. Contribute to the Empower SA campaign to assist with food, hygiene kits, and COVID-19 supplement packs. Contact our offices or donate online at africamuslimsagency.co.za. Africa Muslims Agency, inspiring the spirit of giving.
Food Lovers Market Lanesha has the following specials. Garlic and ginger loose, 99 rand per kg. Robot peppers pre-packs, 29 rand 99 each. Baby marrow, green patty pans, yellow patty pans, or baby gem pre-packs, any three for 4 rand. Thrift pack combo, green beans, green peppers, carrots, and beetroot thrift pack, all for 50 rand. Red, white, or black grape punnets, 39 rand 99 each. Food Lovers Market Lanesha, we are fully certified and NIHT approved.
Having a clean, comfortable home is every home.